What is going on, people? This is Elder Tenshi, and I am here with my boy.
Oh, me? I'm Nev Gito.
Are you sure? You don't look sure.
Eh, who cares?
What is going on? We're back in the Otaku Labs. What's Otaku Labs, you may ask? Otaku Labs is a nice, small podcast where our friends like to just nerd out and geek out about otaku culture, everything from our perspectives. And today, our boy Nev Gito came to me with an idea.
And no, I didn't.
Yeah, you
don't
did.
Lie to these people.
Yeah, man, he came to me with the idea because recently a site for a lot of people that don't have legitimate access to anime streams.
I just don't want to.
Or they just don't want to. Kiss Anime has recently been.
I know
shut
we're
down.
Super late on this.
And the funny thing is, as far as you know, as far as it being shut down, like I've only used it a few times. So when they did get shut down, I'm like, okay, and they took everything else with it. I was surprised, but not surprised. But your idea wasn't just to talk about the fact that it got shut down. It was to talk about, what exactly?
You don't know? Damn, your memory is that bad? Shit.
Well, tell the people, man. Tell the people.
How bad your memory is? His memory is so bad. I told him something like a day ago, and he completely forgot.
Okay, granted that has happened before, but we're not here to talk about my memory.
Well, you said tell the people. I told the people how bad your memory is.
He just threw me under the bus. Brothers over here just threw me under the bus.
No, rolled roller, get it right.
Oh my god, it is the truth. Sometimes my memory can be that bad, like his is any better. But that wasn't the point. Now you got me stumbling.
What's it gotta do with your bad memory?
Bro. So, what is it that you brought up to me shortly after this particular site got shut down, man?
About your bad memory? I don't remember.
Really? Really? You don't remember? Oh.
About your bad memory? No, it's your bad memory.
Oh, man. I have no. I was trying to give you an opening. I was trying to give you an opener, and you just go ahead and steamroll me, man. Why? Oh no. All right. So anyway. So we were after that all happened, we were talking about how it was when we were growing up watching anime, and we had no choice but to pirate or bootleg. And when is it that doing those things are still necessary? Like we know there are people out there that just don't care, you know.
And there are people out there that will almost never get the stuff.
And that was the point. There's a lot of regions that are still not able to access.
I feel bad for all my other people out there that live in Canada,
right?
And the UK.
Right.
I don't know what makes us so special.
Who can't access something like the Crunchyroll catalog without a VPN? I don't understand that myself.
Buying a VPN hasn't existed until recently. VPNs have been around for a long time.
Right.
But not everybody knew about them or the technical know-how to set one up.
Mm-hmm.
So that wasn't an option back then, ever.
And now they're becoming more of a, you know, more of a normal thing. Like,
it's kind of sad.
How's it sad?
Especially when you have to use a VPN to watch your own stuff.
That doesn't make any sense. That makes absolutely
you have
no
to be,
sense.
not that long ago, here over here in the U.S., you need a VPN to watch The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, my God. Before HBO Max launched, you could not watch, and I swear it was on Hulu for a time, but you couldn't watch.
It was on a bunch of stuff for a time, but right. Then it just wasn't. Then people found out it was on the UK Netflix.
UK Netflix.
So you need a VPN
to watch an American show.
That's hilarious.
I really can't get around that. Now we have HBO Max. They have it on their catalog, but still, it never made sense to me, you know. But it's not like we know exactly how licensing works. So,
I'm pretty sure you guys can give examples of stuff that you had to pirate in your own local area that is local to you.
Yeah. it really, like region locking today versus...
Region locking with the internet being a thing.
Yeah.
Does not make sense.
It makes absolutely no sense. If this was...
If I speak the language natively where I live, mm-hmm. and it's available in that language, mm-hmm. I should just get it?
This isn't like when we all had to get those imported DVDs. And have on region locked discs or get a region free player. Now we're in the age of physical media is going out because streaming is becoming more and more of the of the popular way to consume media, and it region locking period makes absolutely no sense. Why would you? I'll give you another example. I tried to watch something from the UK not too long ago. It was a dating show. Now, in order for me to...
Surprise.
In order for me... I'm a sap. Leave me alone. In order for me to watch this, this show that was on UK Channel 4, if I'm not mistaken, I had to register on their site, right? So they let me register on their site. I gave them my email. I gave them, I made a password, everything. As soon as their system figured out where I was located, it was like, this is region locked for you. Why? Why would you, first off, why would you even give me the option to make an account to legitimately watch your show? And I really don't understand that. Or if you're trying to watch certain content on YouTube and because of it getting claimed.
Oh, YouTube is the worst. Yeah. With this is not available in your region.
Right, because with so much stuff getting claimed, sometimes it doesn't get claimed by the English speaking company that distributes it. It might get claimed by another company that distributes it in their region. And next, all right,
but before we get too far off of the main topic at hand,
mm-hmm.
before you get into another one of those rants,
yeah.
The main point is, piracy is still a necessary option for most today, and not just region locking, but if we bring it back to anime, which we're supposed to be at.
I mean, that's what we are.
There are just anime in general that don't get picked up by anybody.
Yeah.
So the only way to watch those anime is to pirate it if you want to see what's going on over here. I mean, the anime may not be good or you're a cup of tea.
But
if you did want to check it out.
Then what other choice do you have? You got to go back to...
Yeah, same thing goes for older anime.
Especially older anime. We've been watching this YouTube channel where they mostly focus on lost media and anime that not too many people know about, especially nowadays, right? And a lot of the anime that this person talks about, he had to get through auction sites. He had to find on Japanese eBay and other places just to get a tape, or his or someone in his fan base would send him a tape from like an old video store or something that they had stashed away, and that's the only other way you can get it. Or in some cases, you can only watch it on Laserdisc, and there's because of, you know, accidents happen, media get, you know, stuff gets lost, stuff isn't stored properly, or it gets, you know, or it gets destroyed. You can only watch it in one medium. So,
or my favorite, the original TV studio that would have such a thing, just lost it.
What happened? Was it not archived? No, just
no. We did archive it. That we just decided not to.
Yeah, just lost it. And it just becomes lost media. But or in some cases, someone suggests something to you. You're reluctant to watch it because you can only watch it through piracy. And that's one thing that gets me. There's sometimes where I get recommended shows and I can only watch it through a pirate site that may or may not be there the next day. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to sit here and just be all like, you know, pro or anti-piracy, but
sometimes it's necessary.
Sometimes it's necessary. You know? We were digging around certain sites trying to find out, okay, what's on the list for summer, for the last day, you know, last days of summer, and what isn't. Now, according to places like My Anime List, they already have a lot of, you know, a lot of places like Crunchyroll and Funimation that have the licenses to these titles. So, or will be getting the licenses to these titles. So, trying to find one to talk about was like digging for buried treasure, and
not really.
Well, it was for me. Because I pay attention to who gets what. So if they
right, but you also got telling people you were progressing and you got the task.
What are you talking about, dude?
Because when we actually sat down and looked, we did it in less than a day. Mm-hmm. Like an hour.
Yeah, because there was only two titles we could find.
Still didn't take that long.
That's the thing. There was only two titles we could find, and we did watch them.
Oh, not all the way through.
Not all the way through. But we wanted to. We get an idea.
We just want to see what's up. What are we missing?
Are they, you know, are they worth watching? Is, you know, do we have FOMO in this case, or is it just something that we can just let go?
Because FOMO is too real.
Unfortunately, yeah.
What do you mean, unfortunately? FOMO's great.
It is, but it isn't. It depends on the personality. I don't like having that feeling of missing out on something. But, you know, luckily it doesn't happen too often. You know, it only happens in the subculture we're in.
No, does it?
No, I'm talking about for me personally. You know, if I'm trying to if I'm missing out on a dope show or a dope title, of course I'm gonna have a case of FOMO. You know what I mean? Or if somebody's trying to get me to watch a movie, I know that movie will still be there.
Might not be. Mm-hmm. Someone might decide to have it go away.
Yeah, yeah. Like sometimes I am
You can't say that. We literally brought it up in the beginning of this discussion. Fresh Prince was not available to us. So you can't say, be there.
Well, here's the thing. Fresh Prince, while I...
You expected it to always be there, but there was that time period it wasn't.
But we've watched Fresh Prince so many times.
You do.
That it's just, you know, it's one of those shows that you know will be there somewhere, but I wasn't expecting it to just be, you know, locked for, you know, forever. Or
wasn't locked forever. It was temporarily locked.
Temporarily locked.
The fact is, I'm bringing up that it happened, so you can't be like, oh, the movie will be there. Something you expect to always be there temporarily was not.
Yeah,
because... So, you gotta get that mindset out your head that it'll always be there.
All right. Well, I also have to remember that licenses do expire. Companies don't
even with that in mind, with licenses, you gotta get that thought out of your head, it'll always be there.
Perfect example. Yep.
Since the studio doesn't exist anymore, where can you legally find Hajime no Ippo? Studio Genya doesn't exist anymore.
But even if it did, because I looked this up, even if it did, they only had, like, part of the show. They didn't have the whole thing.
Well, they probably would have kept it up if they existed still.
Maybe. I'm kind of surprised a bigger studio didn't pick it up.
We can't be like, I'll always be there, because it might just get dropped and no one else picks it up ever.
Like the original Baki.
Yes.
What is the deal? We did a review for Netflix Baki, which is the continuation. But in order for us,
you cannot legally find anywhere online
to stream it. You could find it to buy on Amazon for about $100.
No, you messed with your websites. You can find the buy on eBay.
I don't mess with eBay. You know I don't mess with eBay.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You have no choice but to buy it from someone else who had it.
I know licenses expire. Physical and digital, they're totally two different things.
Yeah, but that was the case of a license expiring. That was the case of the studio who had the license just went bye-bye.
They just let, yeah.
And that, they didn't let it go. Case. They went, they were gone before the license.
Right. Yeah. But as they're, you know, as
and no one else went, hey, we want to take this and keep it alive for future people that might take interest on this. We'll just leave it down there.
Which is still surprising. Another studio we used to get a lot of stuff from, ADV, they had some stuff, good stuff and bad stuff that not everybody picked up. Now you can't find a lot of their original cat. Like they were the ones that had Evangelion, like the original Evangelion, and those box sets will cost you a pretty penny now with the original dub. So, if you want to watch the original dub, you got no choice. Or if you want to wait, but if you want to watch the newest one, go to Netflix. You can do that if you want to. I'm not saying you don't have to, but not my cup of tea. That made me sad because that dub could have been better.
You're the one that made yourself sad. You're the one that brought it up.
I know. That's why I just made myself sad. I'm sorry. Anyway, continuing.
I think that's it.
We both
actually agree on something, and that piracy is still necessary. It'll always be out there, and it sucks that if you speak the same language, you don't get it for whatever reason.
Yeah. We know that not everybody's gonna get everything. But
it's already translated. How come people in Australia can't get it?
I don't know. They try to ban certain titles in Australia. I don't understand that. I don't know their, I don't know their laws, but I do know that certain titles were trying to ban it. They were trying to ban certain titles.
I was just using it as like a thing, but not a thing.
Yeah. But that's interesting that you brought that up, because they have tried to ban certain titles in that region.
the thing I was bringing up is other places where they speak English, even though it's translated in English, they don't get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't get it. Now, there are cases where in other places where they speak English, they get an entirely different English track, but that's only for, you know, that's only for them. For us, we get, you know, we just get the same ones, either from, you know, from like here, Texas or places in California or Canada. And it's interesting how those are available, but not everybody can get them, especially since you're on the worldwide web. That's one thing I never understood about region locking today. You know, it just never made sense to me. Still doesn't. It's years later and I'm still thinking about this. But while we were searching for shows to watch to further our point, we did find a couple titles. Right?
We did find
a couple titles. We checked them out, and I know I'm gonna butcher this first one. So can you try and say it, man? I know I'm gonna butcher.
You
this
want
first
me to
title.
Say something where I don't have anything in front of me to read?
Here.
Chipotle. Oh, that was my order from earlier. Never mind. Say this thing that you can't see because it's in front of me only.
I was gonna give you the info.
Okami-san wa Taburete Tai.
Which, according to a source loosely translated, is I want Okami-san to be my first. We watched one or two episodes of that.
I think only like one episode.
One episode. And it looked alright. Yeah, it looked alright. It kinda reminded
a lot of crosstalk with like the characters and the narrator.
Right. Yeah, I did notice that. And it reminded me of another show for a second. Not Orange, but something else kinda like it. I can't recall what exactly it reminded me of. Man, shoot, that sucks. Now that it's just popping in my head now. And the other title we watched was The Titan's Bride, which already has an English translated manga and a title, so yeah, so we watched
a
bit. We watched two episodes of it, breezed through it quickly.
No, three.
Three episodes, breezed through it quickly because each episode was only 6 minutes per, and it was interesting. Yeah, I will say that it was interesting. Main character, it's an isekai. Main character gets transported to another world immediately after getting participating and winning in a basketball game. The girl that, you know, some girl likes him, says that, hey, we should hang out sometime. We should meet up outside of school. He's like, yeah, he's feeling high. You know, he's feeling on top of the world. Next thing you know, he ends up in another world, has no idea what's going on. And some dude tries to, have his way with him, essentially. He was romantic about it.
I don't think he was trying. I think he was.
Dude, he was resisting. The guy was resisting because he had no idea what the heck was going on. As soon as you get there, you're on somebody's floor, end up on his bed, and then the guy is telling you, oh, I want you to bear my children. Like, I'm like, hold up. This dude is way too aggressive. But it's like, okay, this actually had a decent but yet creepy story. And I only say that because, you know, the main character shows up in, you know, shows up in a world having no idea how he got there, and somebody trying to have his way with him only minutes after this whole thing starts. But when you find out it only has a 6-minute runtime, it's like, okay, I get what you're doing. You're trying to run through this quick because it's only six minutes per. You gotta cram you gotta cram as much story as you can in the episode. So, but yeah, that's one thing that as of right now has not been picked up. Now I'm guessing because it's already done. It only was nine episodes according to sources. That I don't think anybody's gonna pick this up, only because we're in the age of streaming. If somebody was gonna pick it up, they would have already done it. You know?
I find it funny that was one of the easier ones to find.
Yeah, why was that so easy to find? You either have to go through a pirating site, or you gotta go through in some cases, porn site to find these things. You know? After the Funimation debacle and they dropped Interspecies Reviewers, right? You had no choice but to pirate that. And now, Right Stuff has taken the rights for that and will be distributing it. So the only thing that will be lost media, if we have our information correct, is the dub track for like episodes 1 or 2 from Funimation, because they did say that they dubbed it, but
well, no, they didn't say it. The people that recorded the voices said that.
Yeah, the voice actors said it. It's like, yeah, we did dub some episodes. So it'll be funny if one day somebody finds it, because that was a Interspecies Reviewers was a ride. But that's a perfect example of, you know, why at that point piracy was necessary, because you were able to have access to it legally, and if you were in other regions, like Anime Labs would help you out, but then after it got dropped by Funimation, what are you gonna do? You're trying to finish this very edgy but well written anime. You know, Heard the manga was close to what the anime was, but they turned that up. See how crazy they are. And we've already reviewed Interspecies Reviewers. I suggest you check that out if you got time. That is we're still living in times where that is necessary. When will it change? Will it ever change? I don't know. What do you think, man?
People go pirate because they want to, and people go pirate because they feel like they have to, and people go pirate because they're bored.
People are gonna pirate because they're bored.
Oh yeah, I knew someone that had a pirating addiction when I went to school years and years ago for computer networking.
Really?
Yeah, he would just remote into his computer at home at the start of class or before class started, and then just start a new list. He would come out and say, "I have a problem." Because like almost every few weeks, he was buying another hard drive, because this other hard drives would just be
filled.
Yeah.
Really? Okay, now that's hardcore. Wow. I mean, growing up as a kid, I had a cousin who worked at a flea market, right? And in the part of Connecticut we live in, for the longest time, unless you had a satellite dish, you couldn't get Cartoon Network. So the only way I could get my Dragon Ball Z fix was to watch it on Telemundo, which was actually not that bad, or wait till my cousin came over with a couple bootleg tapes. I'd be in the middle of whatever saga, had no idea. All I knew was it was Dragon Ball, and then that's it. Or when more peer-to-peer sites started popping up, you could, you know, get episodes with the pretty decent or interesting interesting subtitles on the episode. And it was like, wait a minute, Vegeta cusses this much? Yes, Vegeta does cuss that much. Or what did Goku just say? Yeah, Goku just said a swear. I'm like, okay, this is different, but it's cool, you know? Another example would be some of our friends would get these imports, quote unquote, and the subtitles would just be awful. Like, stuff would be missing, stuff would be mistranslated, but it wasn't on TV yet. Like early Naruto at this point was not on Cartoon Network, and I remember watching.
Although it was, it's just that the stuff they were getting was like a lot further ahead.
I remember the first one that
we were at the beginning. Mm-hmm. And they were at the tuning exam.
Yeah, they were at the tuning exam. That was like one of the first episodes I saw in Japanese of Naruto was in the middle of the tuning exam, and I noticed that there were bits and pieces of words missing. And then I start asking myself, how much did you pay for this? Like, I know I know that you got it because it was probably, you know, it was probably cheap, and whoever ripped it just probably didn't get the subtitles correctly, because those doing subtitles, we know that takes some time. And funny thing is, like, watching stuff on YouTube or getting it from a peer-to-peer site where the subtitles would be in like full color and like, you know, the font would be, you know, the fonts would be different. Some of them ended up they ended up being translated so well that some of the early translators ended up getting jobs with legit companies. So, it's funny how things like that happen. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Where are we as far as time? Yep. Okay. So we're 32 minutes in. You got anything else to talk about?
No.
All right, cool. All right. So, yeah, that was basically our discussion on if piracy is necessary and why we think it still is. And if anybody else has any other opinions on this take, let us know. Either if you're on one side or the other, it doesn't matter. We just want to hear your opinion. Check us out on our Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and anywhere you get your podcast fixed, all at On the Brain ENT. And we will be back for a new episode of Otaku Labs. Peace, love, and never be normal.